The Dirty Secrets Club, produced by Brilliance Audio, is Meg Gardner's first thriller in an exciting new series featuring forensic psychiatrist Johanna Beckett. As a consultant for the San Francisco Police Department, Jo performs psychiatric autopsies, a specific method used for examining a person's life in cases of equivocal death. It's nearing Halloween and the city is spooked. A series of earthquakes has rattled the Bay Area. And now high-profile folks are dying in weird, flaming, crashing, plunging ways and taking innocent bystanders with them. Jo Beckett must discover why someone is turning murder-suicide into a grisly game.
At the edge of the scene, Lieutenant Tang was talking to Callie Harding's boss. Jo headed over. The chill in the air had seeped into her. Harding's boss looked washed out. "This is a loss to the law enforcement community, no less than if a police officer had died. I want to be kept apprised of your investigation." Tang's arms were crossed. "Certainly." She gave Jo a look that seemed full of warning. "Jo Beckett, consulting forensic psychiatrist? Assistant U.S. Attorney Leo Fonseca, head of the criminal division." Fonseca was slight and rumpled. Under the harsh street lighting, he looked sepulchral, with thinning gray hair and a basset hound face behind rimless glasses. He seemed disconsolate, but his voice was smooth and pointed like a punji stick. "I don't understand why SFPD has called in a psychologist. I don't believe for one second that Callie killed herself," he said.
"Psychiatrist, Mr. Fonseca," Jo said, "and I can help determine whether Ms. Harding committed suicide or not."
"Whatever. I want you all to find out what happened to my prosecutor. No politics, no propaganda, no bullshit."
Tang was bristling.
"We will, sir. I imagine Dr. Beckett will want to talk to you at length. Tomorrow, right?"
"Certainly." Jo was getting Tang's message. "Not here, not now. Keep quiet."
"Call my secretary," he said.
Officer Cruz walked past. Tang collared him, possibly as an excuse to end the conversation with Fonseca.
"Could another vehicle have been pursuing Harding's BMW besides you?" she said.
"Not that I saw," he said, "and the streets were empty. I would have noticed another vehicle peeling off."
"Check with businesses near the start of the pursuit. See if you can get CCTV footage."
She pointed at the tunnel stairwells leading up to Bush Street. "Grab the footage from the stairwell surveillance cameras, too."
"Right."
Jo said, "Are you certain Harding's passenger tried to jump out during the pursuit?"
"Positive. She was frantic to escape from that car, even at high speed."
Again, like a tick, Cruz looked up at the bridge railing. Joe's gaze followed. "Jumpers often take their time, give it a last glance. But once they step off, they don't want to see the ground rush at them. They take off their glasses. Sometimes when they leap, they turn to see the sky and not the fatal pavement flying to meet them. But it's almost always a leap, a determined burst into space and oblivion. They don't topple. They propel themselves away from buildings, bridges, cliffs." And Callie Harding's exit from the world certainly looked propulsive.
"Have they identified the passenger?" Jo said.
"Driver's license lists her as Angelica Meyer," Cruz said. Fonseca straightened.
"What? Are you sure?"
Cruz looked at his notes.
"That's the name."
"No, that's...
Oh, dear God. She's an intern in our office. A law student at Hastings."
Fonseca touched a hand to his forehead.
"This makes no sense. Why would Angelica... Oh, this is horrendous."
He pulled out his cell phone.
"Excuse me."
He walked away, punching numbers.
"What is going on?" Tang said.
Jo watched him go. "I don't know."
"Why didn't you want me to talk to him?"
"He's not part of this investigation, no matter how hard he tries to butt in. He doesn't know about the writing on Harding's thigh, and he doesn't need to know. Don't reveal that information unless I authorize it."
"I won't."
Cruz said.
Understood, Lieutenant.
Good. Tang squinted at Joe. The passenger said, stop it, to you?
Clear as ice.
Joe stared back.
I know. 48 hours.
And counting down.
Narrator Susan Erickson jauntily brings to life Meg Gardner's tough, feisty, and funny new character, Dr. Joe Beckett, in The Dirty Secrets Club. Brilliance Audio presents this unabridged 12-hour thriller in 10 compact discs, one MP3 CD, or download. A 6-hour abridgment recording is also available on 5 compact discs.